4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, two things are very incorrect. There are two things that are very wrong here. One, it is not 9:19 p.m. And two, your calls are not being recorded for quality assurance. And your calls aren't being recorded to spy on you. No, your calls are just being recorded so that private industry knows how to advertise to you. And that doesn't happen here. Why? Because it's 1930 UTC, and this is the time at which we always begin. The news again. Can't do it. Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee at its traditional starting time. My name is Tobe. Hello, I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and that bestows upon me various powers and responsibilities, which include, but are not limited to, pouring the tea. Oh, yeah. We got tea today. We're drinking yummy tea. What are we drinking? Da Hong Pao. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Once again, it is Da Hong Pao Day. I'm sort of running low on my various teas. And I need to start thinking about buying tea again. And I'd love to get some more of this Da Hong Pao, but this Da Hong Pao isn't going to be picked for another, he looks at his calendar to try to make a rough estimation. Well, we're looking at 2 months. We're looking at at least two months. So if I put in an order now and say, okay, you guys, put, you know, one jing of Da Hong Pao pre-jingming aside for me, ship it to me, and then that's got to come over on a boat, and that takes a while. It might be a while before I have more good Da Hong Pao. And I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but somebody's outside my studio door saying, "Raup, raup." I wonder who that is out there. Oh, geez, I can't imagine. It's so mysterious. Right. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Whew. I'm a little slow today. I'm a little down today. I'm a little low. I'm a little bit below my 100% awesomeness threshold. Yes, I'm feeling very sub-thresholdy today. I'm feeling awesome, but, you know, not as awesome as I could, but that's neither here nor there. Everything's going to be cool. But one thing you need to know is that I have failed, or at least I have let you down, at least again. What have I failed to do? Well, regular listeners, or at least yesterday's listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee, will remember that I was mentioning that I should probably box up my central office, that little thing that I made out of the toy telephone that can be plugged into, you know, synthesizer things, if you're inclined to do so. I was going to box that up. That was just an open circuit sitting on a bench waiting for a bus. And authorities determined that the cause of the fire was a defective bus bar. Huh. It, Investigators announced today that the cause of the fire was a defective bus bar. Don't make me laugh. Oh my God. You know, there's some kinds of inside jokes that are so inside that... regardless. I'm sorry. I got distracted there for a minute. Because the cause of the fire was a defective bus bar. Oh my God, calm yourself. Calm. Deep breaths. Deep breaths and calmness. Right, so I was going to box this circuit up, and I even went to some home improvement store, and I got a couple of cheap junction boxes for $1.50 each. Thanks for the tip, Hairy Larry. And came home, and I started working, and I got it all together, and it didn't work. Everything was assembled properly, and I thought, oh, maybe that joint got cold, and I worked on it for a while. Needless to say, I had to put it aside because it was sort of getting frustrating, and I didn't want to work on it while I was all worked up, so I got to calm down so I can go back to work on that. But that's not the only thing I did. So, or didn't do. Well, I mean, I did it, but I did not win. I did not succeed, but that's okay. I have an acceptable failure rate of 92%. It can't always work. I'll fix it later. It'll work. I'll deal with it later. But I got something else going. I got something else going on. While I was at it, I decided to open up another box and add a part. What part did I add? Ooh, I added a resistor. A 1 kilo-ohm resistor, yeah. 1,000 ohms. Yeah. And what did I put that on? Oh, I put that on my voltage-controlled oscillator. Did I say oscillator? What's an oscillator? An oscillator is a thing that cuts animals open and disgorges their internal organs. That is an oscillator. Regardless... Yesterday's listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I have acquired a small control voltage and gate type of sequencer, and it is very small. It's so cute. It's so tiny. It's even smaller than my Hello Kitty Playphone. Hello, I'm Tobe. Oh, it's nice to meet you, Hello Kitty. Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm glad you think so. I love Hello Kitty. And if you have a problem with that, well... there's gonna be violence. I love Hello Kitty so much. But regardless of my love for Hello Kitty, I also have a love for voltage-controlled oscillators. Everybody who listened to the show yesterday was thinking, hey, Tobe, your voltage-controlled oscillator kind of sucks. You've got it plugged into a sequencer, and you can only get 4 notes out of it. And that's a calibrated sequencer. Your voltage-controlled oscillator sucks. Yes, it does. Or at least it did. Well, it still does. Let's not kid ourselves here. But... I have improved my voltage control oscillator. I did open it up and I did throw a resistor in there, the aforementioned 1 kilo-ohm resistor. And so now I have slightly better voltage controlled oscillator. I can get some more notes out of it. And then it does this weird thing as it goes up the quote scale, end quote. Then it starts going down. It's weird. It's trippy. I kind of like it just for its weirdness. But I've also been thinking about something else. Remember that clock that I made like 2 weeks ago that kind of is a failure but isn't because it's a really good oscillator and it doesn't clock because I made it too fast? Hey, maybe we should turn that into a voltage-controlled oscillator, too. And then we can have two of them. And then, couldn't we, like, have voltage-controlled duty cycle on that as well? Yeah. I think. Yeah. Maybe. Oh. Yeah. Should I do that? Should I have a... It's effectively VCF for, you know, PWM. Pulse width modulation. You know, that filtering, resonance filtering of pulse width modulation is just duty cycle on those square waves. So, that's what I might do today. I might make that thing, well, I'm going to make it at least VCO. And I'm going to do that the cheat way. And I have some of the parts right here. How coincidental. Should I do the voltage-controlled filtering or at least this voltage-controlled duty cycling? In order to be truly contemplative, I should probably drink tea while I'm thinking. It's so delicious, and I would love to sit here and drink more tea in your face. But I know you want to hear the new fixed VCO, because we have it all set up, kind of, right here. And I should feel like warning people. Anyone who doesn't like the high notes, people have been complaining, but too bad. Let's add some gain and some reverb. What do we got? We got angry bees. Oh, it's a murder hornet. Oh, look out for the murder hornet! Alright. Murder hornets aside, let's hit start on that sequencer. Pretty exciting, huh? Lasers! Right. So anyway. That's where we are with that. Or at least with the VCO. And that's working pretty good. It sounds pretty wacky. And what else? Although it's sort of expanded, it's not perfect. It's not even actually very good. But I kind of like it. And just a few minutes ago, when I was thinking that some people aren't into these high-pitched square waves... No, some people don't think that's cool. Because people don't like those high-pitched square waves that are so wacky, I thought, hey, let's run it through the choppa. Yeah, let's get to the choppa. I brought the choppa downstairs here, too. And I got it right here. Now, how are we going to hook this up? So what I'm thinking is, you know, if we just run this, hit it. If we run that annoying sequence through the chopper, we can chop it, which means we might be able to drop it in pitch. Right? Right. So, plug stuff in, Tobe. Start plugging it in, Tobe. Do I need another patch cable? Yeah, but there's one over here. So, patch cable. Now we have the audio out of the VCO going into the input of the chopper. The output of the chopper goes into the mixer. The output of the mixer goes into the interface, which goes into the magic of the internet, and then straight to your ears. So, turn on the chopper. Turn on the sequencer. Where's the play button? Oh, yeah. Okay. So there's where... Is that too loud? Here's approximately where it was. But as soon as I turn the knob on the chopper, it drops in pitch. Awesome. Let's go further. How glitchy is that? Oh, I love it. Let's go further. Turn it down some more, Tobe. And now the question we've all been wondering, how low will it go? Yeah, well, we're losing note definition, but at least it's lower. And we can turn it all the way down to clicks. Rhythmic clicks. Oh, it's got a good beat and I can dance to it, Dick Clark. Oh, it's so dancey. Let's start slowly cranking the chopper back up. It's coming together. Oh, we're going to have tones instead of clicks real soon. I think technically that's a tone. That's almost 20 hertz. Yeah. Yeah. Dance. Woo. What a good groove. Oh, I'm making EDM. I am the Lord of Synth. Oh my god. If I continue to Lords of Synth like this, I think authorities are going to find that the cause of the fire was a defective bus bar. Wait, that's it. Stay tuned. And get ready for the release of my new album, Defective Bus Bar. Well, that's pretty exciting. But I think we actually need to get into a different sequence now. And so I call this particular little sequence American Engineering Standards for Nominal Bus Bar Installation. Yeah. Do you like my beat? I made beats. Now let's chop it. Hey, this potentiometer is dirty. Ah, woo! Wow, I'm having flashbacks to Goa. Wow, there's a threshold right here. Yeah, okay. Am I bored now? Well, I don't want to say I'm bored, but you're probably bored listening to all this wacky, stupid noise I've got. Oh, but you could also do this. Use your DJ skills. I'm a DJ! I make beats! Wait a minute. I think I just discovered double lasers. Fade that up. Now hit reset. Oh yeah, that's double laser! Choo-choo! Awesome. Now we got super clicky. Can we turn that off? Yeah, we can. We can also turn it back on. What happens if we turn off the chopper? It also goes away. What happens if we turn up the reverb? Just kidding. Just kidding! Double lasers. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. I don't know how lazy I'm going to end up being today, because, I don't know. It occurs to me I need to build some other stuff, don't I? I need to build some kind of splitter box to take clock off a pocket operator, but we don't really have to do that. And why doesn't this work? Why doesn't this cable work? Why? And shouldn't I just, like, buy a $7... stereo separator? You know, I could. Do I want to? Click once for yes, twice for no. Yeah, I don't think that's what we had in mind. What I need are more lasers. That's not a laser. Oh, it's a car horn.
Double laser.
Don't know why I like that so much. What the hell is wrong with me? What do I feel like doing? Do I want to work all day? Or do I want to just do nothing? I don't know. I worked a little bit yesterday. My back started to hurt. Now what? What? What are you talking about? What is this? Why does it exist? I don't know. What am I going to do with this? I took these samples for something else. I took this and a couple of other samples for a different little recording project that I did finish. And it's in the can. Is anybody ever going to hear it? Who knows? I kind of doubt it, but then I just left it in here. And then when I was making another drum pattern, I forgot that that sample was in there. And so then when I started playing it, this is what I got. Which is nice and weird, and I kind of like it. And I'm kind of wondering if I should save this, or should I do something with it, or should I just record it and then leave that so I can sample it for later? I don't know. What would I ever use this for? It makes no sense at all. I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. I don't know what to think about anything. I've got a lot of work I need to do today. I gotta turn the soldering iron on, and I gotta get to work. What's my thing today? What's my main want-to-do thing today? What's the main project? I kind of want to add voltage control to that clock that is really in just a good oscillator. It wouldn't be hard, and I do have the parts, but that would kind of be a pain to box up. But on the other hand, I do have a box that I could use for it, so I don't know. Is this something that I need to do? I just don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I haven't decided. And now something has failed. What the hell's going on here? Oh, is a battery dying? Oh, good time for it. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow for more weird synthesizer stuff, and bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.